with the top activity being the award of national honors to nominees of the president. But the ceremony did not take place at State House in Freetown today. Instead, there have been reports of firing in the capital. Our reporter, Umaru Fofana, is there and joins us now. First of all, Umaru, what happened?
Hiya, Christy. Well, up to half an hour ago, I was in the center of Freetown, where police were firing what appeared to be tear gas into the headquarters of the opposition Sierra Leone People's Party. The party was also commemorating its own anniversary, and there had been a lot of people in the party building. But they had also joined the masquerades that are dancing all across town, marking this day. Now, the police tried to ward them off the street, to send them back into the party headquarters, because according to the head of the police operations, Al-Sheikh Kamara, they had not received permission from the orderly union, which allows masquerades to come out and celebrate. So as a result, they did not allow them to come out. But then the SLPP themselves say that they did ask permission, and they did not believe that the deadline had ended when they were turned down to take part in this masquerade. But then the whole thing led to shooting of mostly tear gas when I was there, and I saw lots of people being ruffled out of the party office and being taken to the police headquarters. What somebody who was not a party member was got caught up in the melee is an anti-violence campaigner who is Abubakar S. Ba. This is what he told us.
I was at Culture Radio. We were discussing the sports issue in relation to the independence celebrations in Sierra Leone. One of the officials of the SLPP went to the radio there and said they were presently undergoing violence at the party house here. That's the SLPP party house. So I said, well, as a peace ambassador, I have to go there and play my role as an activist. So I came in there. In fact, I was assaulted by the police that I should not go there. I said, well, I have my certificate. I registered my certificate as a peace ambassador. So if I should come here to at least address issues of violence, you should let me in. I went there to ask AIG what should be the next procedure. I was asking him, then he hit me on my jaw. I said, AIG, why should you hit me? I am just asking you what is the next solution. Most of his officers, they are pouncing on me, they are hitting me all over my body. This is the police I'm talking about, the Sierra Leone police in Sierra Leone. If we don't rely on the police, who else should we rely on? This is my question as an activist.
So that's the anti-violent activist Abubakar back there. And Umar, this was meant to be a celebration today, especially of independence for Sierra Leone. I'm wondering how this affects the general mood in Freetown as we speak.
Well, the whole thing was isolated. It happened in and around the opposition party headquarters, somewhere in the central part of the business district. Elsewhere in Freetown, there have been a lot of masquerades dancing around. People we saw having, beer cans in their hands, enjoying, partying, singing and dancing. And I saw some wearing clothes that had the inscription that President Koroma has worked very hard. They said the party woke, locally known here. And then they said that they would rather he was given more time to be president. It's been party, it's been festivities, mostly in most of Freetown.
All right then, Umaru Fofana in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Thank you very much. This is Focus on Africa, BBC.